Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good afternoon, 7 minutes past 12 midday. The Man in Line on Manx Radio through till 1. The test numbers so far, 43,889 tests have been taken on the Isle of Man. There are 303 tests booked for today, 303. There were 13 new cases announced yesterday at 4 o'clock. We now have 766 active cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. 17 people in hospital, three of whom are in intensive care, and we wish them well. The numbers on the vaccination dashboard say 28,797 first doses have been administered, 14,083 second doses have been administered, and we're currently holding 15,550 shots of vaccine in stock at the moment. Any thoughts on your mind? So the number of cases going down, but whether or not we're going to get to 21 days without an unexplained case, well, that time frame just seems to be moving further out, doesn't it? Anything on your mind, then call 66 13 68, text or email as well.
Henrietta Ewart turned around and said, nobody knows what's going to happen going forward. I think that's absolutely incorrect. It's very, very clear that the US has said the virus can be not transmitted if you've had both doses. It's 100% effective as far as you catching it and also as far as you transmitting it, because you won't have it. So there is an effective way out of this, and that's the virus injections, right? So not the virus injections, but obviously the vaccinations. So once we have all the vaccinations done here and in Europe, there will still be cases, but those cases will be limited. And therefore, we won't have to end up sitting in lockdown for the next 10 years, and people will know what to do. I don't understand what her message was, that she's saying nobody knows what's going to happen. It's obvious what's going to happen. We're going to end up with a flu jab every year, which will include something to stop coronavirus.
Any thoughts? Text, email or call. We had somebody said, Chris, we had to report somebody in Ramsey for dropping off flyers from door to door. The flyers were casting doubt on the existence of the virus and inviting you to a public debate on coronavirus. This was at 9:30. Presumably, Chris says, the same people that caused the issues at Tesco. Well, I'd like to see a copy of that leaflet, Chris, if you want to take a photo and just send it to the radio station. It'd be nice to see that. And if you're in Ramsey, did you get a flyer inviting you to a public debate? Do you have any more information regarding the status of the amenity sites opening, closing? And do you know if the curbside collections of recyclable waste are still happening? No, Pam, they're not. And the amenity sites, the tips, are closed for tomorrow. Mary in Onchan said the bubbles are a silly idea, and I think they're wide open to abuse. I'm on my own, suffering from bereavement, but I'm coping. I pick up the phone if you need to talk to somebody. The clue in the speech from the police chief says some people would be suffering from mental health problems anyway and just blaming lockdown. The biggest problem is social media, says Mary. This is to blame for many, many mental health problems with what goes on social media. A message in said to say, this is Jill, I phoned yesterday to the helpline and they couldn't answer my question. I've got an 83-year-old mum and an 82-year-old dad who's got very bad dementia. Mum's very vulnerable and I can't have a bubble with them. It will be just me and my husband to bubble with them. But because they're not on their own, we can't do it. I don't understand why that is, says Jill. If you can shed any light on that, we'd like to know. That seems a very difficult situation. Peter on the Man in Line now. Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon. I'd like to make a comment about what's happened to this Douglas Corporation employee, Billy. And there seems to be, everybody can read what's been going on. And it's all about the pounds, shillings and pence. People are talking about the money that's involved. And it's not a huge amount of money. But Billy lives near me, up at Williston. I'm chairman of the Williston Community Association. And I know Billy's been supported up here by his community, and he's well known up here. But we want to talk about the financial strain and the mental stress that's been applied to Billy, which we think is down to abuse. I think when this happened to Billy, he was already under financial strain, being out there in Cyprus and having to pay his rent over here and find money to pay rent where he was. And I think when he came back to have no money at all for 2 weeks and then deduct £100 per week, this has tipped this Billy into living into abstract poverty in the middle of an epidemic. And he's had a year from hell with no foreseeable end to his predicament. And I think this is very draconian and very Victorian of Douglas Corporation and of how they've treated him. And how can we live in 2021 where the employer is Douglas Corporation and they've got absolutely no empathy for their employee? But not only is he their employee, they're his landlord. He nearly lost his home. And I think somebody down at Douglas Corporation should be seriously thinking, how did this happen? And to make sure that this never happens again. That's all I'd like to say, and I'd like to support Billy and think at least it's come to an end for him now, financially, and I hope he gets better soon.
Okay, Peter, thanks for your call today.
Thank you.
13 minutes past 12. This is the story of the employee tribunal, which has ordered Douglas Council to pay one of its workers thousands of pounds in compensation. It was after it was ruled that the authority made unlawful deductions from Billy William Pye's salary. Billy is a gully operative. He's worked for the council for more than 30 years, spent 3 months off being stranded abroad. Now, the story, Chris Cave's got the full story. Chris?
Well, William Pye went on holiday to Cyprus around this time last year, but as we know, it was around this time last year that restrictions were brought in around the world because of the coronavirus pandemic. And shortly after he arrived, the Cypriot government brought in emergency powers and shut the borders, meaning Mr. Pye was stuck there until he was able to return to the Isle of Man on the 2nd of July. That's 3 months after he departed. Upon his return, he was also instructed to self-isolate. Now, whilst he was off, he was issued with doctor's notes that allowed him to claim sick pay equal to what he would normally be getting paid until he was able to return to work on the 20th of July. However, Douglas Council then stopped paying him as it attempted to claw back what it determined was overpayment of wages after making a U-turn on accepting the doctor's notes provided by Mr. Pye.
Why did Mr. Pye choose to go on holiday in the middle of a pandemic?
That's something perhaps quite a few people will be asking when they hear this story. It's important to note this was an annual trip to Cyprus. Mr. Pye went on holiday there every year, bringing back his mother, who spent winters in Cyprus and summers in the Isle of Man. And despite there being concerns about the virus in world news and in the UK, when he left the island for his holiday on the 13th of March last year, it was 6 days later before the first confirmed case of COVID-19 was confirmed on the Isle of Man. And it wasn't until the 23rd of March that the borders here closed. This was a central argument at the tribunal. Douglas Council said it was a reckless decision to travel at that point in time, but the complainant's legal team said he wasn't aware of any impending lockdown in either jurisdiction, be it the Isle of Man or Cyprus, and that there was no warning from either the council or the Isle of Man government that choosing to go on holiday or to travel off island when he did so would have adverse effects on pay or holiday entitlement.
So what was the ruling?
A report concluded that Mr. Pye was indeed in the vulnerable persons category, meeting criteria set out in the Isle of Man government's Emergency Powers Act, having been diagnosed with asthma in 2008 and continuing to take medication for that condition. It was found Douglas Council had breached the Employment Act 2006 in failing to pay Mr. Pye more than £3,500 that he was entitled to. He was also awarded 4 weeks' salary as part of the compensation package, meaning in total the council was ordered to pay Mr. Pye more than £5,200.
That's the complete story from Chris Cave on that story. and the award that was given to Mr. Pye. By the way, if you're in Ramsey, you are having two bin collections this week, although the tips are still closed. If your normal bin collection day is today, there was a collection, an additional collection on Monday of this week. If your bin collection is tomorrow in Ramsey, you had an additional collection yesterday. If your bin collection is Friday, you have an additional collection today. So get your bin out if you're in Ramsey for Friday collections. You've got a special one today. And there's also an additional collection tomorrow. If your bin collection in Ramsey is on Monday, tomorrow you have an additional collection. And if it's Tuesday, you have an additional collection on Friday. Get it? Got it? Good. So they're taking the rubbish away in Ramsey. Congratulations, by the way, to everybody who has a ManxNet email address. You're back in the land of the living, or you were from about 9 o'clock this morning. Manx.net mail platform was out of action for the best part of 24 hours. And Manx Telecom. So it's all the fault of Atmail. Atmail are their suppliers for the Manx.net mail platform. They've worked hard overnight. I expect it. They're probably getting paid for it. But they were unable to restore access to customer mailboxes until 9 o'clock this morning. Manx Telecom have apologised for the inconvenience that the situation is causing or has caused for you. If you've got a very full inbox this morning, it's all been arriving. Manx Telecom say they remain in close and regular contact with the suppliers as they work to resolve issues affecting Atmail's EU customer base. I just wonder what do you think about that? If you're a Manx.net user, does this happen very often, do you think, as well? A message in that just said, I don't think that the bus joyrider is the main culprit for unexplained cases. It was my first visit to Tesco in lockdown 3. It's day 22, by the way. We should have been out of here, but we're not. Anyway, a message in just to say my first visit to Tesco in lockdown 3. No sign of social distancing in Tesco. It's a free-for-all. I saw at least half a dozen people that didn't realise a mask is supposed to go over the nose as well as the mouth. As Mr. Quayle would say, the great Manx public don't appear to be trying as hard as in previous lockdowns. A message in from John in Castletown just says, have any of the Man in Line listeners got any thoughts on withdrawing the Manx pension supplement and redeploying these discretionary funds to the new enterprise assistance? This may be a fair way of balancing the harm endured by the working population to protect older members of society. May also reinvigorate the economy. Withdrawing the Manx pension supplement and putting the discretionary funds to the new enterprise assistance as well. A message in that just says, our electricity bill is due to be paid today, 24th. Luckily, we got money put aside. But what really annoys me, I'm self-employed and I'm getting no help really from the government. I'm struggling through when the MEA, Manx Utilities, send me a reminder today that I haven't paid my bill. Lots and lots of people are at home. Children can't get to school. Bills are going through the roof. And we'll all be getting reminders that companies... really, anybody who's self-employed who's getting reminders may be having problems. Graham, thank you for that note in as well. Does anyone know further to Henrietta Ewart's good idea recently? Are they testing the sewage yet? There was a point in Italy they were testing sewage and they could tell where the coronavirus was. Please don't ask how. I just wonder whether we're doing it here. Well, we're going to be asking that question. That's been put through to the people that asked the questions. Are we testing the sewage? On Laxey Prom this morning, says Alec, 22 people meeting up for a swim. 22. Did you count them, Alec? With little or no social distancing, there where people are hugging, shaking hands, come in separate cars. The irony of the trendy cold water swimming being healthy. 22 people on Laxey Prom this morning swimming together. A note in that just says Lair Colum Killier has been cancelled. One of the highlights of the summer season has been cancelled for the second year in a row. Organisers of Laigh Column Killia in the south of the Isle of Man say they've taken the difficult decision to call off the event due to the uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic. The AGM is going to take place either in person or in Zoom on the 22nd of April at 7:30 to discuss some alternative events. But Laigh Column Killia is off for this. It's been held in Arbury for more than 100 years and is normally held on Thursday nearest to the anniversary of the date St. Columba towards the end of June. But no Laigh Column Killia this year. Sarah says, Andy, COVID restriction regulations clearly haven't been met by many. Clearly the fear of prosecution isn't enough. No warning, says Sarah, just lock people up. I think young people today, young people don't have much respect for the regulations. Sweeping generalisation, Sarah, but these young ones can see their friends on phones and what have you. Why? What more do they need? We never had technology years ago. I understand health and safety, but I understand the consequences of a closed society, says Sarah. So what do you think should happen? All the police say they've received a large number of calls on a daily basis from people reporting breaches of COVID rules. The new figures are showing that in the 18 days between the 3rd and 21st of March, 222 specifically related to coronavirus. That's over 10 a day. They include reports of people not self-isolating, businesses operating without following regulations, and people gathering in open spaces. So how do you police COVID-19? You heard the Chief Minister say last week, we can't police it. It's not something that they can do. So we spoke to Superintendent Stephen Maddox from the Constabulary.
The four E's is the engage, explain, encourage and enforce. That's what we try and get through to the officers that are policing. And the whole thing is minor breaches. And when we say minor breaches, they're classed as things that are low risk. So it wouldn't be a big spread of the virus. So perhaps somebody who is gathering in a park when they shouldn't be, and they've met somebody and they're talking to a friend, technically could be a minor breach of the regulations. We would offer some advice there, just explain to people that they're potentially breaking the regulations, and we would send them on their way with either a warning or an official warning, which we would record. So it's a staged approach to that. If there's a flagrant breach, and when I mean somebody who's been told to isolate just goes out and goes around the shops, we go straight to an enforcement model there, because that is very high risk. They're clearly breaching the regulations, and we've taken a more robust stance.
Particularly when you look at social media, it does feel sometimes like we've turned into a kind of nation of curtain twitchers, and we're all focusing on what everybody else appears to be doing. I'm guessing that you obviously get a lot of calls from well-meaning members of the public, but every call is something that an officer has to investigate.
People want the island to be safe. A lot of people will be adhering strictly to the regulations and really will not be leaving the house as instructed and the guidance that's been given out. And I suppose they'll look at other people who perhaps aren't. And the motivation for telling the police might be twofold. One, they don't want to spread the virus. And two, if someone else is adhering to the regulations, you know, religiously, then why should other people not do the same?
We have seen at the end of last week that bubbles are now permitted. And obviously that again changes things. You mentioned that some of the regulations are quite complicated anyway. How will the police approach that?
It is very difficult. And that's where the engage part of the four E's comes in, is just to speak to people and say hello and try and establish if they are adhering to the regulations. Most people, they're happy to see the police. They'll explain to you where they are and who they're with. And it's like I said before, a staged approach to try and police the virus or the spread of the virus. But it's not without its challenges.
Superintendent Stephen Maddox, have we turned into a nation of curtain twitchers, or are you doing the right thing? If you see somebody flagrantly breaking the rules, is it the right thing to call and just say, I've spotted somebody breaking the rules, can you do something about it? bit of guilt shifting, isn't it, really? What do you think? Claire in Onchan, what will happen when we're all vaccinated? Annual vaccinations? Will they be free for the over 60s and pay for those under the age? And some people don't have a flu jab now as they have to pay for it. So would you get the same for COVID vaccines that people won't get the booster, says Claire. Claire, nobody knows. That's probably one of the things even Dr. Ewart doesn't know, what's going to happen in the future as well. Crikey, I wonder what will happen. Did you see ITV News last night, says Peter. I didn't spot it, Peter. Gibraltar, first country in the world to have the vaccination population vaccinated, 37,000 with the first dose and many second dose. COVID essentially eliminated. They're open to the UK for safe holidays. Isle of Man government, take note, says that. But I mean, Gibraltar is tiny. And they may have vaccinated their population with it, but I don't think they've quite mentioned what about those 3,000-4,000 people a day that go from La Linea, just across the border from Spain, into Gibraltar. I wonder whether they've been vaccinated. Just a thought. But Gibraltar has firmly pushed back Priti Patel's idea of them processing asylum seekers in Gibraltar. Well, there's no space in Gibraltar. People that undermine public health via cowardly flyers and meetings should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. This is from Roy. Anybody attending the meeting should exempt themselves from critical hospital care if they come down with a virus. People seem to think sitting in cold water is a cure for all things. It's just witchcraft. It's dangerous for the Manx public, says Roy. This is a story about these flyers that have been circulating around Ramsey. And if you've got one, just take a photo, send it to studio@manxradio.com. We'd love to see one just to see what this is all about. Ramsey's having two bin collections a week, says Sue and Kurt Michael, probably because the amenity sites are closed. Here in Kurt Michael, we're just once a fortnight. Why can't we have the extra collection to help reduce the amount of bits people are having to store until the amenities are open, says Sue in Kurt Michael. I agree with the listener, says Craig. Bubbles are a bit of a crazy idea. They're going to be violated. People will use them as an excuse. The government should have done a stricter lockdown with only essential travel brought to law, not guidance. I think people aren't taking this lockdown as seriously as the second lockdown. And, of course, this is already going to go on longer than that second lockdown as well. Tony just said, bubbles and restrictions, household bubbles will only ever lead to trouble. So an interesting thought for our strange situation. Quarantine is what you do when you restrict the movement of sick people. I do understand health and safety, but I understand the consequences of a closed, paranoid society, says Tony. Give us a call, Tony. Tell us your thoughts. I'm going to scan and send you the antivirus letter. Do that as well. Thank you, Rob, for sending me that. Look forward to seeing that as well. I had a look at the ivermectin, the caller said yesterday, and checked out. Could Manx Radio ask the health minister about it? Funny you should say that. That was in one of our meetings this morning. We're going to see what happened. I had lots of calls afterwards, by the way, about ivermectin, saying it's not all it's cracked up to be. So we'll try and get to the bottom of that as well. And whoever advised Douglas Corporation to pursue that case needs firing, says Tony.
Now it's ShopRite. You can get our low prices on your favourite national brands, or you can switch and save with our huge range of buy Sainsbury's products for even lower prices. Choose from hundreds of products in store, with more arriving all the time. And the best part, you can enjoy savings of up to 50%. Compromising quality? We are talking Sainsbury's, and you can't say better than that. Sainsbury's at ShopRite, proudly locally owned.
They got your whole house in their hands.
When you need scaffolding,
DPM,
on time and on budget,
DPM,
we'll beat any quote.
DPM, we do it all at DPM.
DPM promise to beat any like-for-like scaffolding quote by 10%. So when you need scaffolding, call the friendly, experienced DPM scaffolding team on 612000. T's and C's apply.
We do it all at DPM.
at Domino's Pizza right now. Check out our great offers for delivery or collection. Take it easy and enjoy our family favorite deal of two medium pizzas and two sumptuous sides for just $21.99. Or enjoy our Home Alone deal of a small pizza, wedges or garlic bread, and Coke for just $12.99. Check out dominoes.co.uk for more exclusive offers and deals. Domino's, we got this.
I began to struggle with the stairs, but I didn't want to leave our family home. So my daughter told me about Acorn Stairlifts and their new showroom in Douglas. I was able to try the stairlifts and find the right one for me and the home I love. They were so friendly. The whole process was hassle-free and they offered the whole package from installation to servicing. Choose the island's first choice for stairlifts. Acorn Stairlifts, South Quay, Douglas.
Call Acorn Stairlifts now on 672 414 or call into our Douglas showroom.
You're listening to Carnaby Street.
All courtesy of the Isle of Man Railway's Time Train.
Did you meet the Rolling Stones, Twiggy or Mary Quant? Do you remember Tipped Weights, Opal Fruits or Jamboree Bags? Did you listen to the latest pop record on Radio Caroline North or Radio Luxembourg? Well, whether the answer is yes or no, Carnaby Street puts you right at the heart of the sights, sounds and atmosphere of one of the most influential periods of social history, the 1960s. Jump on board the Time Train with Isle of Man Railways and me, Chris Williams, every Saturday morning from 8:30.
In Line with Andy Wint.
Good to have you along. Thanks for tuning in today on The Man in Line as well. More messages about bubbles and whether you think they're right or not, whether they're just an open gate for some people to transgress through. Congratulations, Riss Forrester, by the way. Riss Forrester has been appointed as the new head teacher for Ballacottia Primary School in Braddon. Mrs. Foster's been in teaching 20-odd years now, including a recent position of deputy head and acting head teacher at Ballacottia. And congratulations, Riss Foster, the new head teacher for Ballacottia Primary School as well. I took my wife, the disgusted Dick, said Andy, I took my wife to Chester Street for the vaccine this morning. I was appalled to see the man behind her was smoking a cigarette. There was a look of complete dismay on everybody's face around there. No mask. And smoking a fag. Ridiculous as well. No wonder the number of unidentified cases of COVID-19 isn't reducing if people don't care for their own safety, let alone that of others as well. The email service that they had before that they hosted themselves was far superior to the one they have now. This is Manx.net, says Dee. Manx Telecom should host their own email service again and stop outsourcing it to inferior mail service providers. The design of the current service is horrific, and hardly any Manx resident that I've spoken to since its inception has got positive things to say about it. We need a decent, straightforward, locally hosted email service. And I think if Manx Telecom won't do it, why doesn't somebody else? Says Dee. Well, the government always, this is one of the things whenever they try and exhort businesses to come to the island, and they talk about the robust service of telecoms and what have you. A note in from James said, Manx.net is a free service. There are lots available to use, but I use a paid-for service for my critical email requirements. Well, maybe free, but it was off for 24 hours. 24 hours. This is Pauline. She said, Pauline sent me a copy of the leaflet. Is this a trustworthy source? Yes, it is. And it's an open letter to Paul Moulton. The situation regarding, that's a different letter that somebody sent me. Sorry about that. I'm just opening these as I go through. to a message that says, I think it's obvious last year that the borders were going to close. So going on holiday at the time, I think was madness. This is B's words. A Douglas ratepayer, I'm not happy with the decision to pay. This is about the gentleman who was caught when he went on holiday to Cyprus, which he does every year, and got caught out there and had to spend 3 months. And they got into a dispute with Douglas Council, and they've had to agree to a financial settlement. I went to Tesco yesterday, the first time. I was trying to social distance, but I just found other people barging in all the time. It just seems like, didn't they at Tesco have a one-way system and they had bits of sellotape on the floor that you had to adhere to but not the sellotape, just the distance. Not now, perhaps. Can anybody tell the Great Manx publics what's going on with ridiculous high gas prices? I think somebody in government need to explain why the prices are so high. A lot of people aren't working now and at home. Some bills over £1,600 per month. David dropped me a note just to say you were talking about the Manx pension supplement. It's being reduced by 5% per year and will continue until there is no supplement as well. The people swimming in Laxey will put lockdown back by 3 weeks, whoever they are. Who are these people? 20 people and more swimming in Laxey today. Maybe they all live in the same house, but maybe they don't as well. Southern Andy said, the unknown cases every day, are they being investigated deeply as if someone has not followed the rules and met family? They're not going to admit to this, are they? Do you think it's time the police were out in plain clothes, policing the obvious infringements at well-known places? You only have to walk to Scarlet or on the beaches. It's painfully obvious that some people aren't. Do you think that's a bit of a slippery slope, though? Do you think that, and the term police state is bandied around very easily, and of course we're nothing like a police state. Go to Hong Kong, then you'll see what one is. But are we asking too much of the politicians or too much of the police force, the constabulary, to do this? Or is it down to people's own good sense? And if people aren't displaying a better nature, is there something that we can do about it? Call 661368, email studio@manxradio.com, or text 166177. I'm self-employed, says John. I've received support from the government. Everybody who is registered as self-employed and has not only just registered is eligible for MIRA unless they can work. And if they can work, but their takings are significantly reduced, they're eligible for other grants. So just regards to the man who emailed in just saying he was self-employed and couldn't meet bills. There are ways around this. And of course, there are people who are offering to help. There is an organisation that if you get in touch with them, will assess your situation. And then there is a fund of money that is available. A message. Oh, sorry. No, David's with us. Hello, David.
Hi, Andy. On this wonderful day in the Isle of Man, in case our UK listeners are listening, it's great here. The sunshine is blistering. So there's the advert. Can I just say a big thank you to the tribunal on Billy Pye's case? I know Billy from years ago when I used to work at the corporation myself. Hard-working individual. It wasn't the best of jobs he was doing, but he worked hard at it. And I've just a little bit of sadness on the corporation's human resources department. I'll give it that sadness. Why they took so much stress to that individual and then to go to a tribunal.
How did it get to that, David?
Well, being a trade union guy, and it's a shame Bernard doesn't listen to you. He probably does listen bits and pieces, like. But there are the trade unions still exist when they take advice. I'm sure the advice would have been given is, you're on the wrong track here. Why do you want to do it? And I would have thought the human resources department would have had a... there's always two choices. We either take the money off the guy or it was fine. And then sometimes, because they have in-house legal people, it's terrible sometimes. You want to see the bill for Onken for legal advice. They take advice. And 9 times out of 10, they go through a scenario and they would say, to take this to a tribunal, the embarrassment's going to be enough, when the guy did it regularly and he looked after his mother. So if anybody complains why he went away, can you imagine a guy, and I forget how old...
Oh, I think David's just... I think your mobile phone battery's gone, David. No, no. 20 to 1.
This is the Isle of Man talking. The man in line.
Don't give out my name. Well, I won't then. I'm over 70 and I live alone. I'd like to let people know that not everyone is selfish, as the ones that go out and about with no thought as to how spreading the virus will impact people with health problems, some of whom have no option but to go out of the house to the shops. I want to thank you to the workman who called at my house to collect something. I just asked, did he know if the post office were going to picking up post from stay-at-home people, as they were in the first lockdown. He said he'd take my post and put it in the first post box that he came to. He did have gloves on. What a wonderful person. The kindness made me feel good and put a smile on my face. We could all do a kindness, small or large, and make people smile. A good news story. It's taken me a long time to type this. Said that, but I felt very happy with that situation. Thank you, Anonymous. One. David's back. Hello.
Hi, Andy. Sorry about that. I don't know what I lost you when I blurted on. But I wanted to talk quickly, change the subject matter to Treasury and a procurement policy, which is under review at the minute, which actually closes tomorrow. But there's still people can look at the internet on that. This is where the government assess contractors for doing work in the Isle of Man. And that's sometimes UK contractors as well. So I wanted to put some flavour in there to find out what's happening with all the apprentices we must have who are going through their training programmes at the college and at the government departments. And hopefully they're still actually doing some work getting out there. And why are we not bringing on the next stream of them? And that includes, too, the biggest local authority, Douglas Corporation. When I was there, we used to have a couple of electricians, a joiner, a couple of joiners, and a couple of plumbers that were apprentices as well. And I think we're going to miss that huge gap where, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, is that in the future we're going to have a skill gap which we need to fill.
Why do you think it is that some people tend to disregard the trades, like brickies, as you say, electricians, joiners? I mean, they're great jobs, they're very skilled jobs, and they can pay really well.
Yes, they can. I mean, it's a hard life at the beginning. Well, it was when I was taking mine, and it was an experience. You learn a lot as you travel through your life, say you're 16 up to say 20, and that what you do and what you can do at the end, and people will come on. Hopefully, you'll come on to your program saying, "Well, I was a plumber, electrician, joiner, whatever, even a brickie." You know, we took a trade. We had a great life in the construction industry in the Isle of Man, or some people have started companies and some of them are still surviving, not a lot of them. But I still hope that government listens and actually gives more contracts to local contractors. And in the supplying of goods, the one I really hate is when they shop off island. Why are government departments shopping off island that we can get goods through local suppliers? So if they haven't got it, why can't we wait a few days?
Yeah, you just wonder who's pulling the strings in that situation.
Well, I mean, I'll give you an example which was told to me about 6 months ago about buckets or bins, not bins for outside rubbish, but or normal bins, because a contractor or a supplier didn't stock them in, but could have got them in 3 days, and they got them in the UK. Come on. Somebody needs to be looking at them.
It's funny, I just got a text in while you were talking, David. Somebody said, and they need to train more nurses too as well.
Yeah, well, we do. I think we've still got the train. Well, the other thing too, not only just nurses too, and what we call ancillary workers, you know, the healthcare workers as well that go round and visit people and see to their needs when people are stuck in there, can't even bathe themselves. You know, why a government, and this is a big beef as I have, is because people own their own houses, if we want any help or thing, it doesn't come forward. And if anybody has a go at me, I was brought up in Williston, in a council house, enjoyed my time in there, meet me mates there all the time, then you move on. When you get a house, when you need any help from this government, and some of the previous governments as well, the answer's no. Or they say, use the resources you've already got. Sell your property and get something different. That day is well past. They want to be like the Scottish model. When you need a bit of help, you get it. Maybe not fully, but you do get it.
Okay. David, thanks for calling. It's 14 minutes to one. The Alaman government is encouraging you, by the way. If you get your vaccination letter, you must contact 111 straight away, register for a COVID-19 vaccination either by completing the online form or call 111. If you had a vaccination letter and you've put it behind the mantelpiece, behind the clock, then call today.
Are you signed up yet for this year's Manx Telecom Parish Walk? Well, now's your last chance to get a discounted entry. Visit parishwalk.com and register by March the 31st, or you'll be paying more. Come on, let's do this.
Riley's Garden Centre is open for the best garden and lifestyle ranges to go. Shop online 24/7 at rileys.co.im or call 61 61 16 for COVID-safe collection or delivery.
When it comes to construction components, more industrial doors, garage doors and front doors carry the Herman name. It's the leading brand for German design, engineering and manufacturing. Herman delivers quality you can trust. And partnered with the Garage Door and Gate Automation Company, you get a winning team for quality garage doors with professional installation. Choose Herman from the Garage Door and Gate Automation Company.
The Garage Door and Gate Automation Company. 624-122.
Haldane Fisher are still here for your essential and emergency supplies with a new call and collect service from Monday to Friday. Please only order what you really need by phone or email for COVID-safe collection from our branches. Make sure you remember your mask. We're also offering a very limited delivery service for trade customers, but please, for everyone's safety, only order what you really can't do without. Call and collect from Haldane Fisher in Douglas on 624466 and Ramsey on 815441.
This September, the Isle of Man will go to the polls for the 2021 general election. And now you can find out what you need to know on Manx Radio's election website. In the next few months, this will be the go-to place to find out everything from who's standing for election and why to how and where you vote. For those interested in standing for election, how do you do that? Find out on Manx Radio's election website. And if you have a question you want to put to prospective MHKs, let us know by clicking on the I Wish You'd Ask tab. This is your website for your general election. Follow the link on manxradio.com.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Message in said, I've had enough of this. I work in Douglas and I walk through the town to get to my office every day. Believe me, it's not just the young who aren't wearing masks, face coverings, or obeying restrictions unless the definition of young has shifted to meaning anybody below the age of 90. It's literally everybody, says this correspondent. So don't blame young people who surprisingly aren't the ones I constantly see in Douglas or on the promenade as well. Craig said, Andy, police don't have as much power as they did during the first and second lockdown. Oh, it's the emergency powers thing, is it? Most of this lockdown is guidance only. This lockdown should have been as strict as the first and second lockdowns, says Craig as well. I work in a retail shop in town. Customers just coming in for hair dye, makeup, fake tan, linger around a perfume counter as well. Should shops only sell essential items so fewer people will go to the shops just because they're bored or shop workers aren't social distancing? There was a post online about this. There's one particular shop. You may have seen it. I'm not going to mention the name of the shop. There's a message about this on social media. Why are government trying to cover up mistakes made by them, but are trying to make it sound like the private companies and businesses are the ones at fault? We know it's gone wrong, and yet blame is being shifted to make it everybody else but government departments, says this correspondent. I'm pointing at the steam packet, the bus station, the prison and the schools as well. That was Bob and his message as well. Thank you for your correspondence this morning. We had to report somebody, says Chris in Ramsey as well, who was transgressing. Hope it turns into something because they're doing it all the time. Douglas Corporation, HR Department. And I won't read you the rest of that because, well, everybody will get in trouble as well. Perhaps people who are day tripping, swimming around on the Isle of Man are happy with the lockdown continuing. Maybe they're safe on full or 80% pay support, says G. Not all of us are. Half the problem in Tesco is caused by the staff picking orders. So why can't this be done while they're closed? That's that drop-off service they've got, isn't it? John said, Andy, there were 16 cars at the Sound on Sunday. Does that mean there are many houses near. No, but it seems that many aren't taking notice of what the Chief Minister asks us to do. It's sunny, so we'll go for a drive. Thank you for that. John sent me the picture of Sunday at the Sound. Never mind the young people, it's the older generation that have had the vaccine that are rule-breaking. As we passed a lady of a certain age on a walk, we replaced our masks, and she said, "You don't need to do that on my account." She wasn't wearing a mask. She clearly didn't think she needed one. We're only doing it for her. A message in from... this is... Let me see. It's from Helen. I'm currently off work sick, and even though I don't get paid by a well-known store as they don't pay me sick, I'm required to get a sick note from the doctor. I only do 15 hours a week, but it's helpful. My boss said the government will give you some money while you're off, approximately £60 a week, but if you haven't lived here for 5 years, you don't get any help. I think this is why some people aren't being honest about the symptoms of COVID. Of course, it's the right thing to report people who are breaking isolation or meeting in groups as well. Apparently, says Peter, the Gibraltar commuter workers from Spain are now being offered the vaccine too. A message in just said, the lady who said she was unable to bubble by her elderly parents because she lives with her husband can get an exemption certificate to bubble due to exceptional circumstances, because I know people who've actually done this. Thank you for that note in. Many more. The people going into Gibraltar from Spain are being offered the vaccination, apparently, by the Gibraltar government. Tommy said, Andy, COVID restrictions and vaccines are just a fact of life now, the new normal. No medical treatment to anybody who wants and needs it but hasn't been vaccinated. The selfish people who won't take a vaccine can have a dose of their own medicine. Why should they bring down the hospital and society? I think they're troublemakers, says Tommy. Has the building trade gone back to normal, says Paul? Just that well-known building company on the island has plenty of staff working today on the new site up by the nursing home in Peel. I thought it was two on-site for one company as well. And Bet says, I can't believe the government's brought in this bubble idea. How daft can you get? I'm furious with it. It's going to go wrong. It wasn't difficult not to notice the three hang gliders above Balaf on Sunday. A few questions about that. They presumably drove to the launch site when it takes a bit of time to set up and get it all away. They spent an hour in the air. I don't know where they live, but not many houses up on the hills. I don't want to spoil anyone's fun because it looks like a fantastic sport. But were the hang gliders really necessary on Sunday, says Ian. Did you see them? Sue in Kirkmichael. The advice from Keith is buy another bin. Keith's got two bins as well. A message in. Can somebody... let me see. Colin again. Gibraltar was given extra amounts of vaccine by the UK government, so because of the risk posed by the open border with Spain. Interesting how the chap got paid by Douglas Corporation. I wonder how much in additional legal costs it cost the Douglas ratepayer. Well, that will be available, I think, in the accounts. I'll probably have to say something about that. Just had my jab, says James. Everything was very slick, in and out in 90 seconds. As a person who doesn't do needles, I didn't feel a thing. And Jan says, Andy, masks. Since the start of this lockdown on my daily walk, I've seen very few people masked up, including dog walkers, pushchair pushers, runners, cyclists. They're mostly 40s and under, but I've seen with masks, two runners and a schoolboy on a bike. Halle flipping Luyah. I recommend that people look to the free services like Google Mail, which I find far more reliable than Manx.net. It's also ridiculous that people obviously couldn't get vaccination emails because Manx.net was down for 24 hours and more as well. I think bubbles, this is another correspondent, says, I think bubbles will just cause more trouble. As if one person in one family mixes with another family, they will all obviously have the potential to infect other people. Could the people who keep messaging Jane complaining that people are breaking the rules also note that cases are dropping? Clearly things aren't as bad as you think. It's time for life to get back to normal. If you're scared, stay at home, but let the rest of us carry on, says this anonymous correspondent. Support the economy and provide for our families. Oh, it's James. And Iris dropped me a note regarding Howard Quayle and joyriding. I don't know what joyriding he's talking about, as any buses I see travelling on the roads have very few passengers or none at all. And this made the national news. People complaining about cars parked on Douglas Head and folks inside eating sandwiches and drinking coffee. What harm are they doing? And the benefits they're getting from being outside their homes must be immense, says Iris. Iris, thanks for your point. It's just that the Chief Minister, the advice they're saying is don't go out. And if you do go out, go locally for exercise. So either going out for a picnic is okay, or it's not. So which is it? That's it. Thanks to Barry Redfern producing today. I'm Andy Wint. Your man in line is back. 12 midday tomorrow.